Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to The Importance of Your Challenge. I have Marla Dennis on my show tonight, and she's going to be talking to us about personal branding. Last week, for any of you who listened into my show, I covered true colors, your personality DNA, how you perceive the world, how the world perceives you, how you interact with others, your communication style. I hope you got a chance to listen to that because it comes into play today. If you didn't, please do go back to the 9th of October and just click on the show and hear it again. That's the beauty of these kind of shows. So before I get to Marla, as a customer, I wish to be spoken to as if you're really interested in me. Ask me questions, find out my needs, and let me feel that you care. I know that when someone is trying to sell me an idea or a project, and believe me, I get approached all the time when people want me to join something. I really want people to address me as a person and not as a number. Take the time to find out about me and insert that idea or that product into my lifestyle. I also want that person to accept a no from me, a no not now, or a no at all. Don't go off and huff because I didn't sign on the dotted line. We all have circumstances, and sometimes we cannot commit at the time. But if you show me respect, and you're not offended by my no, and you ask that you may call again if I am a minuscule interested, I will likely say yes. I find some people come across in their own personalities too strongly, and I can feel like they're imposing on me. First, tell me who you are. Take a moment to know who I am. Is there a fit? Or am I just not hearing you? Or just not interested in the product? I'm a teacher of your possibilities. I teach you to understand your spirit, your soul, your directions, so you can see those possibilities and opportunities. I wear myself openly. I know that I'm not going to reach everyone. Only those that can really hear my message, those that are ready for it. So branding is your personality spoken out loud in all formats for people to understand who you are and why they should do business with you. Today, Marla Dennis is going to tell us and how and why we should have this personal brand. This is for people in business for themselves, entrepreneurs, also people in MLMs or even mortgage people or people that are independently under an umbrella of another company. Find that personal brand. Marla Dennis is a personal branding expert, a New Thought speaker, a creative strategist, and Embrace Your Spotlight. She's been awarded the We Magazine Top 100 Women in Commerce for 2012. She's a dynamo with an abundant personality, which is her personal brand. She knows the need for enthusiasm and keeping things positive. And her passion is in seeing you do well in your chosen business. She believes in human excellence and in giving people time to come to their own decision. So, Marla, what is personal branding versus marketing? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah. Hello. All right. Well, the difference between, and there is quite a big difference between personal branding and marketing, and I think that's where the line gets drawn, which is what you're talking about, the very personal touch. Branding is how you're being perceived in the marketplace. In other words, your reputation, your personality, your qualities, your essence, okay? Where marketing is promoting an item, a product, you know, a service. There's strategies and techniques to selling. So there's quite a big difference there.
Mm-hmm. So why is the storytelling so important in today's branding and marketing?
Aha, okay, good. This right here, this is the core of everything that I coach with my business clients, and I know that we talked about this earlier. storytelling. I essentially walk my clients through learning how to be a digital storyteller. So this is all about online marketing, right? And storytelling, right, is the reason why people connect to stories. We're humanizing, right? People can relate to brands through stories. You know, we're looking to tell your story via your life, right, your life story. And then all the tech tools, they'll make sense and they kind of follow through. But your personal brand is your mark in the world as an authentic, natural, organic expression, really, of who you are. So the content of your brand creates a very strong, and here's the key to this, a very strong emotional connection to people. So, for example, you know, people go out to the movies. That's storytelling, right? It's filmmaking.
Mm-hmm.
And the actual, if you will, job and purpose of a screenwriter is to emotionally get you connected and care enough about the characters to get involved with a movie, right?
Exactly.
Right. It's the same exact thing with social media, with online marketing, is that you are a brand, you're a person. In order to translate and take your life offline and bring it online so that people get to know, like, and trust you, you are delivering you the content. You know, the key today is content in your social media postings. And that it's not every single one of them, but for the most of them, they're emotionally compelling. They're asking questions. It's you connecting with people. And I often say this to various people that are a little confused with that. And I say, well, just stop selling and start connecting.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, it's a new kind of calling card, isn't it?
Yeah. It is a new kind of calling card, but it actually, it's the most natural thing you can do because you know you, and you know how to at least verbally, for the most part, can express yourself. Now, just take that and translate that into actual words, if you will, and you're just connecting with people, whether it's on your Facebook page, your fan page, you're doing it in first-person conversational, and what you're doing is you're just posing, you know, questions, you're interacting, you're engaging with people. So regardless of what industry you're in, whatever your business is, it's through people, right, that business is going to grow and allow you to express your talents and deliver your brilliance. But it's the people connection that is very critical. And so your personal brand absolutely helps you, if you will, define that, again, that essence of who you are. So, for example, I usually have my clients answer, I've got some questions that helps them start what a brand is. And so I'll say, okay, here are four key questions to help you form your personal brand. And I'm going to tell your listeners what those questions are.
Uh-huh.
One is, okay, what are your five leading personal qualities that define you the most? So what are your five leading personal qualities that define you the most? Remember, we're talking about you forming your brand for online marketing, for your social media, so that you have content to pull from. Okay, so that's number one. Number two is, what are five passions that light you up and magnetize people to you? And obviously, when we're in our passion, when we are energized, when we're in a place of loving what we do, whether it's personal or professional, it's just an automatic. People are attracted to you. Right? And I'll tell you how to kind of apply that, right? Number three question is, you know, list five recent successes or gratitudes, things that you're grateful for. And then the last one, and this is one of the key parts here, of forming your story that actually gets put on your website, gets put into your about page on your fan page, gets put onto your timeline, your profile, at least an excerpt of it. And that is, and there's a reason for this, what were some of your most challenging times that resulted in a reinvention or an up-leveling of your life, a transformation? And the reason why, and this is the core of your brand, people, again, connect to stories and they resonate with that challenge to victory story. And we all have those, right?
Yes,
we all
do.
Have those.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. All right. And
I
so
actually
what we,
Mm-hmm. Now, I just want to interfere here because a lot of people treat Facebook as, you know, recipes or just chatting. I have actually got an awful lot of people on my show from Facebook by forming a dialogue, making that digital connection. And I find that you respond to posts and it leads to conversations and, you know, and you can build a relationship online. A lot of people feel that you can't, but you can.
Yeah,
and in a lot
yeah.
of ways, because you're typing it, you're actually thinking more than just as if you were blurbing it.
Yeah, right. And that's exactly when you know people ask me, well, what am I doing? You're just documenting your thoughts. You're just writing, you know, right? I mean, this is what you're talking about. You're documenting your thoughts. You're having a conversation. That's all you're doing.
Yes. A digital conversation.
It's all it is, a digital conversation. But the sophisticated, savvy ways, since I cater and we're talking about business owners, right, is that you're delivering a very savvy version of who you are based on the content of your documenting your thoughts, your feelings, and so forth in those status updates.
Precisely. So you can get a feel for the person before you approach or go any further, which is, in today's society, we all want to feel a little safe before we do any business or interaction with people. So this is a good way of getting to know people.
Absolutely. And people, you know as well as I do, and this is the same thing offline, nobody's going to buy a product because you're blasting it on your newsfeed.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to buy a product just because you're marketing it. Remember the difference between marketing and branding. You've got to brand yourself first, which is the person, so that people get to know, like, and trust you. And they also, when you're posting content, let's say, about a product or service, it's about them. It's not about you. How is it that this is a benefit for them? Pull them in with the content that you're posting about the benefits of their life.
Yes. Actually, a person who does this very well is Bonnie Gale, who I've had on the show before with her Sex Butter. And she really does brand, market, and post that very, very well. I think we can take a lesson from her on that. Because it isn't just about the product. It's about how the product will make you feel. And she's always expressing that feeling. And I think that's what we all want to feel, isn't it? We want something that makes us feel.
Yeah.
And so how to insert it into someone's lifestyle so they actually feel they want it or they want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it does for you. How does it make them feel and what it can do for them?
Yeah, and that goes back to the core of personal branding is the emotional resonance. You're looking to create an emotional connection because people take an action when they're emotionally moved.
And, you know, a conversation that we had before is, like, take your time. You know, people, especially, I would have to say, in MLM, there is this thing, you've got to have a closer. You've got to close 10 people a day. You've got to close. And I feel you may close them, but you'll lose them. Because you don't give people the time or the respect to get to know them and what their need is. And even once you have closed them, follow up with them and make them feel that they're still part of this big story. You've lost them.
Yep. Absolutely. It's all about how you, and I call this the impression of increase or the law of increase. Okay. Mm-hmm. How is it that you in that relationship with that person, and I will admit I've been in a handful of MLMs. I've walked the path. I've been there before. And that is, how are you going to be helping them increase their life and focusing in on their dreams, focusing in on their why? Why are they doing this? Why are they doing this business? It's not about, yes, of course, I'm big about money and profit. Absolutely, and we're in business. But it's not just about the money and the numbers. It's called people. Why are they in there with you? Why are they doing this with you? What's important to them? that's what's going to get them fired up and get them moving to move the product and show it to people.
You know, for most people in life, it's like we want to know we count. You know, we want our name to be spoken. We want to know we're seen and we're heard. And if you aren't going to give people that time or that respect, why would they give you the time and respect to know what it is you're pushing on them? We've got a caller here right now. So his name is Hugh. He's got a question for you. Because we have an echo, I'm going to call back in. So I'm going to leave you for a minute or so with you, and then I'll come back in. But I will miss the conversation, but I will come back into it in a moment. So, Hugh, you're online. What is the question that you have for Marla?
Well, I was listening to the show, and it's absolutely fantastic information. My last name has global recognition in the field, and I'm just starting to brand myself with a whole new business strategy that's actually a passive income strategy that I'm gearing toward restaurants that has no income limits.
Okay. Hi, and what is your question?
It's new technology and branding myself. My name has trust in the field, but because of the new technology, people can't quickly pick up on the visualization, even though an example is given. So how do you cross that bridge?
So how do you cross the technology with your branding?
Well, getting people to visualize what I know can happen, how they can visualize it in their own business to see that by utilizing this strategy, not only will it create a whole new revenue stream for their business, but there's no limits on what can be done to potentially increase and expand and diversify them.
Okay, great. Here's the short of the long answer. Transformation. Meaning, people buy transformation. They don't buy a feature. So what you're going to do is you're going to focus in your conversations online, right? We're talking about social media, correct?
Right.
Okay. Social media, whether it's your fan page, your business fan page, your personal page, which, by the way, your personal page and your fan page are blended together. They are not separate because, remember, you are the brand. Okay. But what you're doing in your content is that you are giving them, here's the transformation that's going to happen as a result of getting involved. So it's about them. It's how are you? People buy for their transformation. They don't buy the feature. Does that make sense?
Did you hear that, Hugh?
Yes, very good. Because it's new, I'm getting there. And when one or two test it and see it work, it'll roll out beautifully. So I thank you very much.
Oh, sure. Yeah, you're welcome. Of course.
Thanks very much for calling, Hugh. Thank you
for your
question.
Thank you.
I did miss what that was, but I will catch up on that later. So I know that you've got we've still got the echo. I'm sorry, folks. One of those technical things I can't beat. So what's the secret to conversation that connects people to you and your brand?
Well, it's definitely, as I was saying, it's the emotion, right? It's having that emotional resonance. Okay, there's actually two of them. And the other is, and this is really, really key, everybody, is a target market strategy, okay? Everything, when you're able to define a profile of, and we're talking about niche marketing here, because everyone thinks that everyone is perfect for their product or service for the most part, and that is simply not the case. What you're wanting to do is define first, who is that target market profile based on the 80-20 rule, which is 80% of your revenues typically come from 20% of your market. Therefore, you market to that 20%. That's the fastest route. Then everything gets dictated, right? Your branding, how you speak in your marketing to your people, it's all towards that 20% profile. Because that type of person is already buying, already interested in your product.
Right. There is a statement you made here which I absolutely love. People don't care how much you know until you know how much you care.
Yes.
I love that. You know, I don't want to be perceived as another notch in your belt. You know, I want you to care about, you know, me on this product or this, what this product can do for me. Show me your passion. So I love this, you know. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So I think that's perfect.
That is correct. Yep. That's the bottom line for, you know, for a brand. The bottom line for a brand is that, you know, that care factor is, you know, we're here to help each other. Right?
Yes.
We're on this planet to help each other. So, you know, people can post and put all of this content and all this information, but if they don't get that you care about them as a person, like you and I talked about, it's just, it falls
yes.
to the wayside.
Yes, I mean, you know, there's so many people doing the same thing. And let's take an MLM right now. In MLMs, you've got numerous amounts of people selling the same products, signing up, you know, people that are interested. They go to numerous meetings where everybody is there telling them that it's the greatest, and it can be. I've been part of a couple of their MLMs, and they can be absolutely fantastic.
Uh-huh.
One thing I think they miss sometimes is that personal touch. Stop
yes.
speaking to the masses, start speaking to the individuals. And I think that people need to understand in having a personal brand, it doesn't matter if the MLM has a perfect site, has everything push button for you, sign up and do it yourself. If you don't bring your personal brand out there of why people should come to you as opposed to anyone else, you're not going to get them.
Right. Exactly. Right. You know, what helps you, anybody, stand out in our very, very dense marketplace, and we all are living in a dense market, no matter what your industry is, no matter what your specialty is, right? Your brand, your personality is power. Your story is power. The way you connect
yes.
and engage with people, that's power. And I mean that in a very, you know, loving way. I don't mean that in a the other
right.
way.
Yes.
So,
it's empowering.
Right. It's empowering. So your personal brand is going to help you stand out amongst the rest. And then
yes.
based on, we go to the strategy, right, of the 80-20 rule, you're not supposed to, everyone is not supposed to be your client.
Exactly.
It's not a match. It's okay. But that
20%,
that 20% is your match that you cater to, because we live in a rural, I believe in, you know, an abundant world. There's plenty to go around. We're in an unlimited abundant world.
Yes.
There's no reason for competition. There's plenty to go around as long as you're using your personal brand in a savvy, sophisticated manner, right? And you're connecting with people, because there's no competition of you. There's one brilliant you in the world.
Right. Embrace who you are. And that's with the true colors, is understand your personality so you understand
yes.
who is you. And, you know, speak to the people that get you. Stop trying to speak to people that don't speak your language. We have another caller, and we're running out of minutes here. So we have Ellen in line. Hello, Ellen, are you on?
I am. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Ellen. I'm doing well, darling. You got a question for Marla?
Well, Marla, I just want – hello, Marla. I think you are absolutely wonderful, and I love the way that you inspire and encourage people to be their authentic selves in finding their path and in finding the thing that resonates who they are, their brand. I have been in the erotica business for 31 years. And it's a very difficult place for a woman to be, because people assume that you must be loose and lascivious because you sell erotica.
Yeah.
But that there's nothing furthest from the truth. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to change the whole paradigm of thinking as of sexuality rather than have it as the man's domain, something that a sensual woman wants to incorporate in her life. So, and it, it's an uphill battle, but when you said, and I, you said so many things that were prophetic, Marla, quite honestly, but one of them you said was to define a profile and that your personality is power. And when you said that, you so seriously inspired me, so seriously.
Aww.
So
oh,
I just want to, say thank you. Thank you.
Oh, welcome. Absolutely. Of course.
I don't think that, you know, I think that everything you've said so far, for anybody who wants to figure out what branding is, they heard it from you tonight. It was beautiful.
Oh, oh my gosh. Thank you. What a lovely compliment.
Yeah, that is.
Well,
and thank you so much
okay.
for calling in, Ellen. And by the way, Ellen has a show tomorrow called Your Pleasure. It's on at 5 o'clock, so do tune in. You definitely want to tune in. There's a lot to learn from this very passionate lady. Thanks for calling, Ellen.
Good night, ladies. Bye.
Good night. Bye. Yeah, thank you.
Marla, we've got only a few minutes left here, so I'd like you to take a couple of minutes and let everybody know about your home study and where people can get hold of you.
Terrific. Yes, thank you so much. Which, Ellen, I think, by the way, this might be something for you. Yes, what I have is a wonderful, really, for kind of first step to really move into developing your personal brand, and it expands a lot on what I was just talking about today with Sarah. And if you go to, here's the URL, www.yourcompellingpersonalbrand.com. Again, yourcompellingpersonalbrand.com, and it's a home study with CDs and worksheets and very detailed content. It's a 50-page, you know, notebook that's got all of this content that I've been talking about here that will walk you through not only those four questions, but truly more in how to show up on online and social media in that way. And it's only $97. It's under $100. So,
you know, guys, if you want to do business, that's a great investment, you know.
Yeah.
People
Thank
need
you.
To understand if you want to do business properly, invest in the tools. And the tools are the people who are the experts that have done it before. And learn from their expertise, learn from their journey, because they'll help you walk the right path. So,
yes, absolutely. Yeah. And
you
want
Go ahead. I was going to mention your marketing mindset.
Okay, good. My fan page on Facebook is Social Media Savvy with Marla Dennis. So Social Media Savvy with Marla Dennis. Would love to have comments, say hello on the page with me. And my website is ecreativebiz.com. That's ecreativebiz.com.
Well, fantastic, Marla. This has been absolutely great. I'm delighted to have you on the show. And I thank you so much for being on. And I know this is one that people are going to play back over and over again to get those points and get hold of you. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. I loved it. Appreciate it.
Okay, darling. Blessings. Have a good week.
Blessings. You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Next week in the part three of this series, I have Teresa Skelly coming on, and it's on Grow Your Business by Claiming and Owning Your Inner Authority. In order to run a successful business or life, you need to be willing to do the work necessary to clear away anything that keeps you playing it small and not owning your power. And tomorrow on You're Important to Sarah, I have Anna Smith on healing with music and how music can change our very cell structure. Very, very important one, guys. It reduces that stress. It keeps us healthy, and it manifests things. I am really enjoying doing these shows on your challenge. I get wonderful people that come along that help you in your business, in your challenges. If you have any questions, if you have any topics that you want to get hold of me and have on the show, please do let me know. It is Sarah, S-A-R-A, at theimportanceofyou, that's a letter U, .ca. Sarah at theimportanceofyou.ca. I would love to hear from you. Hear you tomorrow, and we'll have music to our ears. Have a very wonderful week, everybody, and thank you very much for Marla being on the show, and I look forward to Teresa next week. God bless everybody.
I've taken my bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses.